have been making fun of me. I really loved The Wire. I was one of those people, like, you know, the big joke on Family Guy is like, have you seen The Wire? The Wire is the greatest show ever. And everybody I know, like, has watched The Wire many times. My boyfriend, he's like, oh, I'm watching The Wire again, going through the whole season. I was one of those people, like, I just loved it. So the dude that created The Wire had a show on Prime that I found recently called Bosch. And it's a cop show, but it's like, it's got the same intrigue. It's got the same like intensity of The Wire, where there's like a lot going on and the characters are really cool and a lot of actors from The Wire are on it and a couple of actors from Deadwood, you know? So I'm like, oh, that's it. I'm in. So while I'm watching Bosch, I learned that it's not an original story. It's from these books by Michael Connelly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So my boyfriend's like, you know what? You're bored. You walk around. You're in the kitchen cooking, making dog food. Why don't you download one of the Michael Connelly books? It's read by Titus Welliver, the guy who plays Bosch. You know, see if you like it. I love it. I can't get enough. So I'm listening to Bosch. I'm listening to the Bosch books.
Mm-hmm.
Read by Titus Welliver, who plays Bosch, while I'm watching Bosch. So
you have a bad.
If I'm not in my kitchen listening to the Bosch books, I'm sitting on my couch watching Bosch on Prime. And I've called all my young millennial friends. And I'm like, I found this thing on Prime. It's the greatest thing ever. There's a lot of intrigue. And I've told them all about it. They're like, are you my 65-year-old father? Are you really watching that show? Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's so good. It's a cop drama. It's really great. You know, I love the murder shows and stuff like that. And they're like, stop trying to make Bosch happen. You know, like Mean Girls, like stop trying to make Fetch happen.
Right.
So all my friends are making fun of me because they say it's like an old man show, but it's not like Matlock. It's the people who did The Wire.
I kind of agree.
No, it's not old at all. It's not okay. The guy that plays Bosch is in his 50s, so he's a little older.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone around him is younger, and the murders are really intriguing. Like, there's a lot. There's like 5 or 6 storylines going on at a time. Like, old people could never pay attention to. Like, they would never be able to grasp all of the storyline. They'd be like, if my grandmother watched it, she'd be like, I don't get it. Why is he doing this? And then these other people, she would not be able to understand it. There's too many storylines.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you brought up The Wire, because the other night, now that I have HBO Max,
mm-hmm.
I almost turned on The Wire the other night because I've never seen it.
What? You've never seen The Wire?
See, and this is the reason why I didn't watch The Wire, because I just thought in the back of my head, what? You've never seen The Wire? Because right. That's all you've talked about. And I've never seen it. And yeah. I can just imagine watching it and then yelling at you for the next 3 years. Why didn't you tell me about this earlier?
Yeah, this is that show. Like, The Wire is one of those shows where if you didn't see it. And the main thing about the reason why you're going to love it, because you're going to recognize the entire cast. It's all people that started out on The Wire. Now they're super famous. Like, Michael B. Jordan started out on The Wire. Like, you're going to see a lot of people and be like, wait, that's that dude. Wait, that's that guy. Wait, that's that woman. You're going to recognize everybody in it. They all got their career started on The Wire as kids, and now they're like super duper famous.
Okay, the thing I worry about is I'm going to turn it on and it's not going to be the full screen. It's going to be like the SD screen, and then no. I'm not going to be able to watch it because it was like made in 1988, so it's not going to be an HD. It's just going to be an SD, and I'm not going to be able to watch it. So that's why I didn't turn it on.
Okay, can I tell you why you're an idiot? Uh-huh. The Wire starred in 2002.
Okay.
Okay, and it was the show that introduced us to Idris Elba. We had never seen Idris Elba before, and he played a character called Stringer Bell, and he's an evil guy. Mm-hmm. And Michael K. Williams plays this amazing character, Omar, really like, oh my God. You have to see it. It's 2002 to 2008. It's not like it's from the 70s.
I was sitting there with both shows. I had that show and the Stupid Dragon show. What's the Stupid Dragon show?
Game of Thrones.
So I was going to watch either one, but I'm like, I can't give in to you because you're just going to give me crap if I finally say these shows are good. I like living my life and not knowing.
It's okay if you don't see Game of Thrones, because Game of Thrones is its own thing. Like, You either watched it or you didn't. It was like this whole world of fantasy. The Wire is actually a more important, I think it's more important because not only the storyline's important and every single season is different, but the actors in it, like you're going to see people that be like, oh my God, that's the dude from The Walking Dead. Like you're going to recognize so many people in it and realize that you really missed out on, I think, you know, and it's so relevant now. Like you can rewatch The Wire now and it does not age.
And it's not an SD. It's not going to take up half my screen and drive me crazy the whole time.
2002 to 2008. Is it not an old show?
Is it in color?
2002 to 2008. Are you listening to me?
So it's in color and it's in HD.
It's not from the 70s.
You sure?
I'm 100% sure. I'm telling you, it's... People who did The Wire ended up later on doing Deadwood, and now I found out this show, Bosch. I'm just telling you, that's how I got to Bosch, because of The Wire. It's not an old guy show.
This is why I didn't watch it, because I knew you were going to be in the back of my head giving me crap the whole time, going, I can't believe you've not seen this show. It's like how I would be with somebody who has not seen The Sopranos.
Exactly. It's the exact same thing.
You promised me it's in color.
Oh, my God. It was after The Sopranos.
And there's no, like, captioning on the bottom. It's not in a weird language.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Okay.
I literally don't want you to watch The Wire ever. I want you to be the only person on the planet that's never seen The Wire and doesn't get any of the inside jokes and doesn't know who any of those actors are. Like, I can't.
See? It's another reason why I haven't watched The Wire. Yeah.
But you're going to love it. I'm just telling you, you're going to love it.